Hello today. Welcome again today to Live Today with me, Corey Castle. It is an offshoot. It is a sister program or a companion, if you will, to my podcast known as Evolving with Corey Castle. At this point, I had a My podcaster might be, there might be 294 episodes recorded. So, this upcoming Monday, a new episode of Evolving with Corey Castle will drop, and that's encouraging as hell to know. I had a really good conversation with my friend Jason Gotti. That should drop on Monday morning at 10 a.m. wherever you find and subscribe to your favorite podcasts. What I want to do with Live Today is I kind of want to encourage everybody to discuss the things that do discourage you and the things that do encourage you. And kind of be able to try to find a balance in that in any way. It's not that I love talking about it, but I'm constantly in the mode recently to I truly feel like I've been inside of a pattern for a long time of kind of disappointing, disappointment, and kind of making others kind of then feel sad for me because I'm disappointed, and it might affect the moments that I have with people. Cause maybe they'll just be like, oh, I don't want to hear this guy bitching again. I don't want to be that. I've cut people out of my life for being the person who's always sad. And I don't feel like I'm always sad. I feel like I'm always up and very full of joy and bliss and gratitude. And I get slightly discouraged, and it might be because, you know, I've poured a lot of time and effort and paying dues, paying in pain, as Barr would say. I look to the wrestling industry, the pro wrestling industry, and anybody who's, this is your first time checking me out. If you've never seen anything I've ever done, I'm Corey Castle. I'm a professional wrestler who has been putting myself through independent matches since 2002, and I'm still doing it. So it's it'll be 21 years this September. And before that, I started training, and that, you know, I was training for a few years before I ever got in a ring. So it's been, accumulatively, since I was 14 years old, I have been spending time and learning these experiences and passing these experiences on to current talents. And I would urge anybody who has any interest in professional wrestling to check out some of my stuff. And tell me I'm bad. It's undeniable that I know what the hell I'm doing in there. And I have a presentation and a marketability, and it's, you know, they say like, so many wrestlers, so many talented wrestlers will go their entire lives unnoticed, while so many untalented wrestlers are on TV and have jobs and are making a living off of it. It's kind of not just the wrestling, but it's like, you know, it's the broadcast world, the comedy world. I have been branding Corey Castle as far as publicly for a very long time, and it's whack to get discouraged, especially like, you know, when I look at the body of work that I've created over, you know, the last couple decades, and my message is always keep beating your drum, keep doing it the way you're doing it. And I look at my friends and my family that I've had in this business, not my real family. These are just friends that were so close that it was like family. All of my closest friends in the wrestling business have gotten out far before I have. Everybody who I have ever really, truly, like, real world, heart to heart, we're like true relations in this business with each other, aren't in it anymore. And I kind of stayed consistent, but it feels so kind of thankless at the end of the day when it's not how I make my living. And that's discouraging as hell, but I soldier on, and I continue to do the podcast, which I've been doing. I've been doing some sort of podcasting in general since about 2012. It's never shown me any massive success or even small success, except for the fact that like one or two people will come up to me and say, "Hey, I listened," but that doesn't mean people are consistently listening. It's just be like, "Oh, I caught one episode and then I never went back to it." Like, I need your continued support. And I get it, man. Like, there are times where I listen to certain podcasts, and I speak from somebody who consumes lots of podcasts. I listen to lots of stuff, but there's a bunch of stuff that like I'll like fall out of listening to it. So I fully get it. I'm on your team. But have my back. When I ask you to hit the subscribe button and the like button, I don't mean that because that's what the people say. People and you know, I've told the story on the podcast before, but it's like when like you watch like conspiracy theory videos and whatever, like on YouTube, and they try to truth bomb you, and they're like, "Hey, do you want the real truth all the time? Hit that like button, subscribe." Like it just feels like they're doing the whole thing for the likes and the subscriptions and the views and not really trying to truly give you the truth. So I always felt like that was an insincere gesture, but it is so sincere when I talk about how much it's important for me to know you exist. And I always say, if you exist, let me know you exist by hitting that like button or by subscribing or by commenting. All of that stuff is super helpful to encourage me to continue doing it. Not to say that I'm going to stop doing it, but there's been moments where I've like taken extended breaks from it. You know, I've taken extended breaks because I felt discouraged. And, you know, the creative way of trying to be better, do better, next level stuff. It counteracts that. So I can't, I won't stay discouraged, but I want to encourage you guys to feel like this is something that's got some value to your life. Anybody who's hearing me or seeing me, if this is your first time, I always say this every time I say it on any broadcast I'm on. Check out the Sunday Stew Pot. We got new episodes dropping Sundays at noon on Rumble. If you don't have the Rumble app, check a look at that one. And, you know, it's like, I want to encourage people to feel like if there's value, if you can find value in what I'm saying to you in any way, I love that it took you the effort that it took you to come find me and to come consume what I'm saying and hear what I'm saying or watch me speak, or if you come out to watch me wrestle, or if you come out and watch me do comedy, anybody who's consuming anything I'm hearing or saying or actions that I'm doing, that's such value to me. That's got such value. So if that has value to you, I also want to encourage you to just show me some of that value. Because like, I'll see that people are watching it, but I won't see any interactions or it sounds so first world problems. But I've been so encouraged lately. I'd say the last two episodes of podcasts that I recorded, meaning like the Sunday Stew Pot, which we recorded yesterday. Today's Friday. We recorded it on Thursday. That episode felt so therapeutic. It felt like we talked about some stuff that I maybe never talked about before, and there was kind of some psychological breakthroughs, stuff that I never thought about before. And it was very personal, very vulnerable. And the episode the day before that, I recorded a new episode of Evolving with Corey Castle with my friend Jason Gotti. And that felt like the most encouraging, like best chill time. Like if I wasn't me, I would choose to subscribe to my podcast. I would subscribe and I would comment if there was something I wanted to talk, if something spoke to me in some sort of way, if I could relate, I would say, hey, that, you know, I relate to that. Or like, you know, kind of applaud it or thumbs up or what any of those things. I'm not entitled. I don't feel entitled to anything, but like for me to come out here and create this and put myself out there as vulnerable as one can be and like put it out to the world and the world go, nah, no thanks. It sucks. And that also those creative endeavors that I'm doing, them not being any source of income for me at all. So, I have to go build pools, sell cemetery plots, wait tables, whatever, like menial, like Joe job. Like I am in Wayne's World when he's like, yeah, I have a massive, extensive collection of hairnets and name tags from the, look, I got two name tags right here, man. I'm Wayne Campbell. That's me. I'm hosting Wayne's World from my mom's basement, aka this show. maybe eventually when the show gets bigger, I'll make the set look like Wayne's basement and do it just like that. It's like we're looking down on Wayne's basement, but that's not Wayne's basement. Anybody who ever shows an artist, any of their friends, support. You guys are MVPs. You're the real deal. It's difficult to find patience when the world is so impatient, and it's difficult to it's funny because like my whole life, my whole world has been very ADD for me. It's attention deficit forever, and now the whole world is attention deficit, and I can't get them to continue to pay attention to me. And it's a weird tables turn. Anybody who knows anybody that could benefit from checking me out, please make sure you share the show. Please make sure you check out all the episodes. Not to say, I mean, it is tons of time consuming stuff, but let's say, you know, just at least follow me on Instagram at Corey Castle, and you can check out my reels, or follow me on YouTube, and you can check out the lives that I do, the live todays that I do. Follow me on Twitch so that while this is live, you can come visit me and say what's up. I mean, I'm a little too ADD to continue to check the live comments, but I love it, guys. Just come talk to me. My DMs are wide open. I'm a real dude. I'm not some, like, I'd say, like, realistically, I get it. Like, I might seem like I'm like a celebrity or something. That's what people's idea of it are. Like, I know, I've said this to Alyssa a bunch. Like when people, you know, everybody's got a story about how they know somebody who's a famous person. Everybody in my life, most likely, not everybody, but a portion of people in my life probably point to me in those stories. And it doesn't really get to my head. I'm continuing to remember where I came from and stay humble and stay hungry and wanting to continue to grow. That's why the show's called Evolving, because I want to be something more. And I want you guys to join me. That's why it's called Evolving with Corey Castle. So you can come evolve with me. Like, so, you know, if you, let's say, because, you know, I'm at 290 some episodes. If you were to check out episode one, it's going to be an entirely different show. And it has grown all the way to this. Now, I was a whole different type of podcast host back then. And I had to recently go back and re-upload some old episodes as like throwback episodes. And one was from 2018, and my voice was different. My delivery was different. My maturity level was certainly different. And this is so cool that I get to have a record of that. So I get to see my own evolving, and you guys get to see it too. And I would encourage anybody to do exactly what I'm doing. You're not me. I'm not upset. I don't feel like anyone's stealing my idea. We're not in competition with each other. There's no way that I'm going to have the perspective that you have on all the things that you've got perspective on, all the opinions that you have, all the growth that you've experienced, all the sheltering that you've experienced, you know, cause that's happened to me. I've been sheltered from certain things that I had to, you know, try to to break out of, and everyone has their own stories of sorrows and glories. So, you know, get out there and put some stuff on the record and create an archive. Even if you got zero views or zero social media followers, no butt check marks. It's important to feel supported, but it's truly more important to support yourself. This has been Live Today, an offshoot of Evolving with Corey Castle. Make sure you hit subscribe, you hit like, you know, follow on Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, and now Truth Social. You go on Rumble and look up, just type in Corey Castle anywhere, and it's going to be me. Unless it's that one fake Instagram account that somebody made of me. But it's just at Corey Castle. No numbers, no dashes, no underscores. CoreyKastle. That's me everywhere. DMs wide open. We can talk about anything, always, anytime. Be cool, guys. Thank you so much for your time and your effort. The currency of your effort is so important to me and so super valuable. Be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Jesus and I love you. Be fun. Have safe. Keep evolving.